Hi, I'm Henry Reinga, and welcome back to Ministering with Victory Over Sexual Sin. So last time we talked about how God created male and female and said, be fruitful and multiply and subdue the earth, and God put Adam and Eve at a garden, and it was pleasurable to create and to work, and it was pleasurable to eat, and it was pleasurable to have sexual union in that beautiful garden. Well, today we're going to talk about the fall of humanity and how that changed everything, and it had a huge effect on us. Satan goes after the dopamine response. I just want to have you think about that before we get into the passage, the dopamine response. So deep inside of us, there was a pleasurable response that goes back to the pre-fall state with Adam and Eve. And in our brain, God created it so that this dopamine release was something that we found pleasure in. We found pleasure in life. And when God created a living being, you know, body and spirit, so a soul with body and spirit, all of it was biologically and spiritually connected. Just amazing. If we could go back and study the pre-fall human and see how all of it was connected, I think there would be dissertation after dissertation about what that would have looked like. So I'm going to read the story of the fall from Genesis 3, and you may have a different Bible translation here, but here we go. Now the serpent was more cunning than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. Now, notice just some things going on here. You see eating, the pleasure of eating, and Satan bringing up this problem. Well, is God prohibiting the pleasure of eating? No. We can eat all the trees, but this one tree not. Oh, okay. And then bringing up, then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. Is God prohibiting one tree from you that is more pleasurable? You will know good and evil, and the joy of knowing good and evil, the pleasure you have in naming the animals and all that, but he's withholding one pleasure, the knowledge of good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasurable, and it was pleasant to the eyes, it looked good too, and a tree desirable, here we go, some endorphins to make one wise, to even do our work better, this work of subduing the whole planet and developing the whole planet, be smarter and wiser at it, as it. She took its fruit and ate, and also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. And that is interesting. Her husband with her. They are partners. There's a oneness that they share that was created in the pre-fall humanity. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. So immediately, when they rebelled against God, separated themselves, that intimacy was already affected. That which was pleasurable and without shame, now somehow shame and separation and nakedness was created. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made for themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So now what's occurred is the result of the fall. I've thought about that for years. Like, what was this the next day? I've speculated on that. So yes, it could be the next day. Well, what if it was 10 years in their real time? You know, what if when they fell into sin, they went whole hog at first into this fallen state to no knowledge of good and evil, and who knows if that was the next day or if it was a long period of time. We're going to know someday in heaven, but in my mind I imagine that when the Lord shows up, there's some time and they actually have reveled for a while in the fallen knowledge of good and evil, that they have experience with this knowledge of good and evil. And the reason I feel that's in the text is what happens next. They hid themselves. And I believe that hiding is because they reflected and they didn't, they were angry at God. Like, they were in their fallen state. Maybe they felt God was to blame for this. And in fact, that's what we read. Then the Lord God called Adam and Eve, "Where are you?" Notice he did not just judge them. He just asked them, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this." Now I find that interesting too, is why was the serpent there? Was he hanging around with them and in helping them invent evil? And yet the pleasure at first felt pleasurable, and then all of a sudden something was wrong, but his company is still hanging out with them. "Because of what you have done this, you are cursed among all the cattle and more than every beast of the field, and on your belly you shall go, and you shall eat dust in all the days of your life, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." And then to Adam he said, "Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it,' cursed is the ground for your sake. In the toil shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herbs of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you turn to the ground, for out of it you are taken, for dust you are, from dust you shall return." And Adam called his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And then it goes on to talk about how they're banished out of the Garden of Eden. But again, it's so fascinating. Eating's involved, and work would be with thorns. The pleasure that they were given in the pre-fall state was not the same anymore. And things were going to be different and hard. They separated themselves from God. So that's what we read. So now that we reflect on it, in our next presentation, we're going to go just a little deeper to talk about what happened and why this has everything to do today with how we can be walking a path that's glorifying God, ministering with victory over our sexual sins.